Sonia Sorich is here.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor. On Fridays, we talk about the week's top business stories. Looks like a development project that a lot of people were anticipating would transform Sacramento's River District downtown has stalled again.
We are talking about the planned Township 9 project on Richards Boulevard. Now, this infill mixed-use development was once expected to include nearly 2,500 housing units, along with office and retail space. But its owners recently filed under Chapter 11 of the bankruptcy code. They want to reorganize and improve that project's debt position.
And this project's been stuck and idle for a long time.
We really haven't seen progress since 2015, and that's when we saw the Cannery Place affordable apartment project open at the site. A park was also completed, and many people are also familiar with the regional transit light rail stop that bears the Township 9 name.
What happens now? What's the next step?
Well, new filings in the bankruptcy case do give us some more details about the financial position of this stalled project. Now, most notably, a recent court filing values the project's 62.6-acre site at $64.95 million. And the bankruptcy case is also set for a status conference in July.
There was another bankruptcy story this week, and it involves a restaurant in North Sacramento. The parent company of Joe's Crab Shack filed for bankruptcy reorganization this week. What does that mean for that Old Sac restaurant?
Well, it doesn't appear that we'll see any changes locally, at least for the immediate future. The parent company of Joe's Crab Shack also announced that it has lined up a buyer for its restaurant brands, and its locations will remain open and operate as usual.
It's actually been a rough week for chain restaurants. Joe's wasn't the only one in the news this week, right?
Yeah, that's right. We also learned that the Hooters restaurant chain has closed in Rancho Cordova, leaving that eatery with just one local site. And in Roseville, the Johnny Garlic's restaurant has been listed for sale, even though it continues to operate. Johnny Garlic's, of course, is the restaurant chain that was co-founded by celebrity chef Guy Fieri, who is no longer associated with the company.
What's going on here? Is this sort of like a sign of larger problems for chain restaurants?
Well, that could be the case. We've heard for a while now that many casual dining concepts are struggling. That's due to a variety of factors, including the rise of fast casual restaurants. Also, millennials, which are, of course, a coveted demographic for these restaurants, are apparently cooking more at home or using food delivery services to eat in their own kitchens. But, of course, we are still seeing many chain restaurants open new locations in the Sacramento area and beyond. So we'll have to wait and see how this all pans out.
Another story this week had to do with the store in Rockland. And lately, when we talk about brick-and-mortar stores, we're talking about closures or businesses struggling. But this store is actually planning a pretty significant expansion.
Yeah, we are talking about the parent company of TJ Maxx, and actually two new stores are involved. That company plans to fill more than 40,000 square feet in the Rockland Crossing Shopping Center, which is at Interstate 80 and Sierra College Boulevard in Rockland. Now, this company is opening two stores at the center. One of those is TJ Maxx, which, of course, is a familiar clothing and accessories brand in the region. But the other is Sierra Trading Post, an outdoor retailer that currently has no California locations. Sierra Trading Post basically sells items such as hiking boots, kayaks, canoes, all sorts of adventure and outdoorsy type of gear.
Well, how has this company avoided the problems that other retailers seem to be facing?
The parent company of TJ Maxx is known for operating several off-price or discount brands. And many of these discount concepts have actually thrived in the shaky retail climate, largely because they're able to purchase the excess inventory from these struggling department stores and other retail chains and then sell it to their shoppers at a bargain.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.